everybody.
大家早安.
As always, it's a privilege to be with you. I always enjoy the chance I get to be with you.
就像我过去说的，我很高兴能够和大家在这边和你们在一起，是我的荣幸.
For those I might not have met before, my name is Justin, and I am the college pastor here at Eastern Hills Church.
那我这向大家可能还有些人还没有认识我，我想介绍，我的名字叫 Justin， 我是这个教会 大专环契的牧师。
And our goal is to reach out to the local campuses at around and just seek people that would come to know Christ.
我们的目标是向这边的人们有更多的接触，然后能够让大家来到教会认识上帝。
The topic for today that I'd like to bring before you is what really is sin and how do we deal with it?
今天的主题就是什么是罪，然后我们要怎么来面对它。
Might seem like an odd topic, because if you've been in church for any length of time, then you probably have heard about sin and how to deal with it.
这听起来像是一个很老旧的主题，因为你如果有任何在教会待过经验的话，你就大概听过罪，然后要怎么面对它这一类的说法。
But I read the book Prodigal God recently, and in it discovered a deeper way to look at sin and its effect on our lives.
但是呢，我最近读到一本书，书名叫 Prodigal God， 就是有点像是慷慨的、挥霍的神。这本书让我们发现到一个更深层的方式来对待、来看待罪以及罪在我们生命中的影响。
For some, it may be a new idea, and for others, maybe a reminder. But hopefully, it helps us all understand how to love God more.
对有些人来说，这可能是一个新的想法，而对另外一些人来说，可能只是一个提醒、一个复习。但是我希望这能帮助我们所有的人都去了解如何去更爱神。
We're going to look at the parable of the prodigal son to answer this question.
我们现在要来看看 prodigal son， 就是浪子回头这个比喻是如何的来回答这个问题。
But before we start, if you would allow me to pray.
但是我们开始前先一起做个祷告。
Father, we thank you for today.
上帝，我们感谢你让我们有今天能够坐在这边。
We pray as we focus on your word.
我们祷告，为了让我们能够更专注在你的话语上。
That you would put it deep into our hearts.
而你能够让我们有更深层的体会在我们心里。
And we would be changed.
而我们能够被你改变。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell the story instead of read it today, but if you want to follow along, which I suggest, then it's in Luke 15.
我现在要说故事的方式，而不是读经的方式来讲。但是你如果想要跟一边搭配圣经看的话，那这个圣经的出处是在路加福音15章第11节。
The story of the prodigal son is about a father and two sons.
这个故事是有关于一个父亲和他的两个儿子。
The younger son asks for his share of the estate.
这个小儿子向父亲提出要求，希望能够预支他将来遗产的一部分。
Which is his inheritance.
也就是说他将来会继承到的，然后目前还是属于他爸爸名下的财产。
Now before we move forward, this was, in that culture, was very disrespectful.
好，在我们继续进行下去之前，我想要说明，这是一个非常不敬的表达方式。
He was basically telling his father that he wished his father were dead, and that he wanted his share of his inheritance now.
因为这个意思基本上就是表示说，他希望他爸爸呢，现在就已经是去世的状态，然后他现在就想要拿到他的遗产了。
Strangely enough, in the story, his father gives it to him.
但是令人惊讶的是呢，他爸爸竟然就给他了。This
would have taken the audience by surprise.
因为通常这个以当时的情况来讲，这个是会让听众或是让观众都很感到惊讶的一个做法。It
was a very patriarchal society.
这是因为背景是一个很父系的父系传统社会。Most
likely, they would have assumed that the father would beat the boy out of his house and tell him to leave.
一般来说，听众会假设这爸爸会把儿子打出家门，然后赶他离开。But
instead, he gives him his inheritance, one third of the estate.
但是相反的呢，这个爸爸却给了小儿子他的遗产的份，也就是三分之一这爸爸名下的财产。
Now, the Greek word used there for land is bios, which means life.
希腊话中用来指土地的这个字是指 bios, 意思解释就是生命的意思。
Their culture was tied heavily to their land.
因为这个文化呢是和土地紧紧相连的。
In a way, it was part of their identity.
从某方面来说，这是他们自我定义的一部分。
So in reality, the father gave up part of himself for his son and let him go.
所以从这方面来说，父亲为了小儿子放弃了一部分的自我，而让小儿子就这样离开了。Next,
the younger son goes to a foreign land, and he squanders his money in all kinds of things.
接下来，小儿子就到了外国，到了异地去，然后在各式各样的事情上面就挥霍浪费他的金钱。A
famine hits, and he is left without anything, wanting to eat pig's food.
接下来有饥荒在那边发生，他变得一无所有，一无所有到他想要去吃那个猪的食物的地步。So
while sitting there in this despair, he gets the idea to go back and tell his father that he will get a job as a hired servant to pay back the money.
当他正在那边坐在那边很绝望的时候，他突然有个念头，他就是想回家，告诉他爸爸说，他愿意受雇为他爸爸的一个仆人，来还他当初预支的那些钱。
But as he is still far way off, his father comes running to him.
但是当他回家的时候呢，他的爸爸却从家里奔跑出来迎接他。
This would have taken the audience by surprise too.
这也是一个会让听众感到很惊讶的情节。
In that culture, fathers did not run.
因为在这样的文化里面，父亲身为一个父亲是不会做出奔跑这种举动的。
Children and women may, but fathers did not run.
妇女跟小孩可能会狂奔，可能会奔跑，但是做父亲的是不会的。
But the father didn't care. He ran and expressed deep emotion for his son.
但是这爸爸他不在乎这社会的眼光，他就是奔跑出来，然后证明他是多么的高兴看到他的孩子回来。
Before the son can even explain his plan, the father does some pretty incredible things.
在小儿子有机会解释他的计划之前，这爸爸就已经做了一些让大家很吃惊的举动。
First, he gives him a robe.
首先他给了小儿子一件外袍。
And this is not just any robe, this was the father's robe.
这并不是一般的外袍，而是他这个爸爸自己的外袍。
This was probably the most incredible robe that they had in the house.
这件外袍可能是全家最名贵、最漂亮的一件了。
It was the father saying to him that he was part of the community again.
而爸爸这个举动表示说，你又重新是我们这个社区、这个家庭的一份子了。
Second, he killed the fattened calf.
接下来，爸爸杀了一只很肥美的小牛。In
that day, most meals didn't have meat because it was a delicacy.
在那个时代，通常一餐饭里面是没有肉类的，因为肉类很贵重。So
it's a big thing for him to have killed the fattened calf for his son.
所以其实杀一只肥美的小牛是一件大事。Then
he throws a party and invites the whole community to come with him to his son's party.
然后接下来，爸爸邀请整个社区的人都来。 参加一个庆祝会，一个派对。And
don't miss this. He did this all before the son could repay his debt.
然后不要忘记了，爸爸在做这些事情，是在这个小儿子还没有还清债务以前就已经做了这些事了。So
that's all the younger brother.
这目前是关于这小儿子所有的情节，故事情节。Now
let's turn to the elder brother.
那现在我们来看关于大儿子的故事情节。Meanwhile,
the elder brother is told about the party.
同一时间呢，有别人告诉这个大儿子说：“哦，你们家里办了这个庆祝会。”He
is angry and upset.
他就非常的生气，非常不高兴。He
has stayed there faithfully doing his work, while the other brother was off doing whatever he wanted.
因为他一直留在家里，忠心的做他的工作，做家事，但是他的小弟同时却在外面任意而行。Yet
the father never threw him a party.
但是他的爸爸却没有为这个大儿子办过任何的庆祝会、庆祝派对。
The story ends when the father comes out to try to explain it to the elder brother.
这故事的结局是停留在大儿子仍然很生气的停留在派对外面不肯进去的情况。But
he won't hear it, and the parable is left with the elder brother still outside the party.
这父亲有来到外面跟大儿子试图解释，但是这个大儿子是听不进去。
So what does this parable tell us?
所以这个故事是想要告诉我们什么呢?
And specifically, what does it tell us about sin and how we need to deal with it?
再更精确的说，这个比喻到底是想要告，它是其实是想要告诉我们一个罪，关于罪和我们要怎么面对它。
First, it defines sin in a different way than we're used to defining it.
首先，这个预言从某一个角度，我们通常用来定义罪的角度，不一样的角度来看待罪。
What the younger brother does is how we normally define sin, and it was sin.
这个小儿子的行为正是我们一般来定义为罪的行为，而他也的确是一种罪。
The younger brother had desires that were contrary to the father's.
这个小儿子他有很多欲望和父亲的心意是违背的。
He acted on those desires and it took him to a really bad place.
他就依据他的欲望而行了，那这些都使他落入一个相当悲惨的地步。
James 1:14 says this, But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed.
雅各书一章十四节十五节说，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
然后罪既生成，长成，就生出死来。
The younger brother was dragged away and enticed by the idea of having his inheritance now.
这个小儿子完全就是被某个想法牵着走，这个想法就是我想要跟从我的欲望。
And that gave birth to sin in his life.
然后这样的欲望就生出罪来。
There are desires in us that lead us to sin.
在我们每一个人的里面，其实也都有这样的欲望，引领我们去犯罪。
But...This parable reveals that sin is actually something deeper than this.
但是这个比喻其实是要告诉我们说，罪其实比这个这样东西更深层。
It is putting yourself, it's putting myself in the place of God.
这个罪就是把你自己和我自己放在神的地位上。
How is this?
这是为什么呢？为什么这样说呢？
He wished, the younger brother,He wished his father was dead, and he wanted to be his own man, in charge of his own life.
小儿子希望他爸爸呢，早就死了，或者已经死了，或者现在死掉，这样他就可以为自己做主，管理自己的生命。
The elder brother thought that his obedience to the father's rule earned him the right to tell the father how things should be.
另一方面，大儿子认为说，他长期以来都守爸爸的家规，这点让他有权利告诉他爸爸。
Because he had earned it.
因为他这么努力，他有权利告诉他爸爸说事情应该怎么做才对，因为他已经辛苦挣得这个权利，他这样认为。
And both of these lead to the destroying of the relationship between the father and the son.
这两个情况都带出同样的一点，就是父子关系的一个破坏和毁灭。
As I said before, the book Prodigal God is where I got much of the inspiration for this sermon.
就像我说的。Prodigal God 这本书呢，就是我从这段信息中得到最多启发的地方。
And here's a quote from it.
我要首先要引书中的一句话。
Because sin is not just breaking the rules, it is putting yourself in the place of God as Savior, Lord, and Judge.
所谓的罪并不只是违反圣经上的规律，它还包括了把自己放在救主或是神或是法官这些神所拥有的地位上。
Just as each son sought to place the authority of the father in his own life.
就像比喻中的两个儿子都想要把父亲的权威性从他自己的生命中拿掉一样。
Most people today are in one of these two places.
现在这个时代，大多数的人都犯了两者中其中一种的罪。
Either they want to live following their own desires and not God's desires for them, which are destructive behaviors.
他们要不然就是想要跟从自己的心意活，而不是神对他们的心意来活，也就是一种破坏性的行为。
Or they work hard to be the most holy of people.
或者是他们非常努力想要成为最圣洁、最圣洁的人。
But deep down, they're not doing it because they love God.
但是在内心深处，他们这样做并不是因为他们爱神，
but because they want to have control in their relationship with God.
而是因为他们想要在神和他们的关系上有掌控权。
So the parable defines sin like this.
所以这个比喻其实是这样子定义罪的，也就是说
It is putting yourselves in the place of God.
就是把自己放在神的地位上。
The second thing we realize from this parable,
我们从这个比喻中可以得到的第二个启发是
is if we don't deal with this sin problem inside of us, we're spiritually dead and lost.
如果我们不处理我们自己内部关于罪的这个问题，属灵上来说，我们就是死了，或是迷失了。
It was pretty obvious that the younger brother was spiritually dead and lost.
这边很明显，小儿子就是属灵上死了，或是属灵上的迷失。
In Luke 15:32, it says, this brother of yours was dead and is alive again.
路加福音十五章三十二节说，最后一节他说，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
He was lost and is found.
他这个小儿子被视为迷失了，但是又被找回来了。
This is like us being separated in relationship from God.
这个就好像我们在跟神的关系中与神分隔一样。
Remember the verse in James 1 that I read?
还记得我在雅各书第一章中讲的吗？
Desire gives birth to sin, which gives birth to death.
欲望生出罪，罪就生出死来。
So many people are in this boat today.
今天有很多人，有这么多人是在这样的情况下的。
People go throughout life living apart from God.
他们一生都过着与神隔绝的生活。
And their life becomes mundane, boring, meaningless, and lonely.
他们的生命变得那么的平凡、乏味、无聊、无意义和寂寞。
Even if they have the best job.
即使他们有最好的工作，或是其他很好的东西。
Or the best family.
或是他们有最好的家庭和家人和家族。
Or they're the most talented.
或者是他们是很有才华，世界上最有才华的人。
So that's the younger brother.
所以这种就是小儿子的情形。
We understand that he is spiritually dead and lost.
我们当然都了解他属灵上来说已经死亡或是迷失了。
But ironically, this parable was primarily written to the Pharisees.
但是呢，其实讽刺的是说，这个预言主要是写给法利赛人的。
Who are examples of the elder brother?
也就是所谓大儿子的这种典型。
If you look at Luke 15.The passage starts with Jesus talking to the Pharisees.
如果你仔细看路加福音十五章，就会发现他开头是在讲说耶稣和法利赛人的谈话。
So although we may think that Jesus was speaking this to people like the younger brother,
所以虽然我们会以为这个比喻是写给像小儿子这样的人听的，
He was primarily speaking it to those who were like the elder brother.
其实他是写给像大儿子这样的人。
So how is the elder brother lost?
所以大儿子怎么会迷失呢？
The elder brother believes so much in himself.
大儿子非常相信自己。
So much in his good deeds.
非常相信自己的好行为。
In his way of looking at things.
非常相信自己对事情的看法。
That he doesn't care what the father has to say.
所以他甚至就不管爸爸是怎么想的了。
These are like people that may come to church week in and week out.
这就好像有些人每周都进出教会。
They do things for God.
他们为神摆上奉侍奉做事情。
But may not even know God.
但是他们可能根本就不认识神。
Because they are more in love with themselves than they are with God.
因为事实上他们爱自己胜于爱神。
They would have lived their whole life doing the right things.
他们可能一辈子都做所谓正确的事情
But not for the right reason.
但是他们并不是为了一个正确的理由
Loving God.
所谓正确的理由就是爱神
So the big question that I bring before you today is this.
所以今天要给大家的大灾问就是说
Which brother are you?
你是属于哪一种儿子的典型呢？
Or which brother were you?
或者是你过去曾经是哪一种儿子的典型？
Are you like the younger brother who wants to do your own thing?
你是像小儿子一样想要做自己的事情呢？
And not what God wants you to do sometimes?
而不是有的时候上帝可能会想要你做一些 事情跟你想要做的事情不一样呢？
Are you the elder brother who feels like they deserve to tell the father what to do?
还是你是像大儿子一样，你觉得说你有权利，你有资格去告诉父亲或是神你想要做的事情？
Because you've earned it.
因为你过去你曾经那么乖，那么辛苦，你有权利这样子说。
I'd like to tell you a little story about my sister and I.
我想要告诉你们一个关于我姐姐和我的小故事。
My sister is 3 years older than I am.
我姐姐比我大三岁。
And 1 year we were at Christian camp for the summer.
有一年夏天呢，我们在一个基督教营会里。
Some friends and her decided that they were going to drive a car.
有一些她的朋友和她呢，决定说他们要开车出去兜风。
The problem is that she was only 12 years old.
问题是她那时候只有十二岁。
This is something that my father would not have approved of.
这种事情我爸那个时候是不可能答应的。
She could barely see over the steering wheel.
因为她坐起来透过方向盘只能勉强看到外面而已。
So as my father was preaching at this camp,
所以事实上当我爸爸在这个基督教营会里面讲道的时候，
He looks out to see my sister driving a car down the road.
他看出去就发现就看到我姐姐正在路上开车。
Obviously, my father was not happy at all.
很明显的，当然，我爸就非常不高兴啦。
He walked out and explained to her that this was not the right thing to do.
我爸爸走出去向我姐姐解释说，这不是对的事情，你做错了。
And although she had excuses,
虽然我姐姐有很多借口解释。
She had known it wasn't something she should do.
但是其实她也知道说那不是她应该做的事情。
Now, I've never done that to my father.
跟他相反，我从来不曾做过像这样的事，我从来不曾对我爸做过这样的事情。
I think I was too afraid that I would run into a tree or something.
事实上是我很怕我会撞到树啊，或是发生别的意外。
But there have been times that I've been driving with my dad.
但是呢，其实有好几次我曾经和我跟爸爸一起坐在车里开车的时候。
And no matter how he's driving,
不管我爸爸怎么开
I feel like it's my prerogative to tell him how he should drive.
我总是觉得我有这个权利或这个资格来告诉他应该怎么开车才对。
You could term that the backseat driver.
这个行为在英文里面就叫做坐在后座的驾驶。
I know there's none of you out there.
我知道你们都不会做这样的事情。
Now, which one of those is wrong?
所以我姐姐和我哪一个犯错了呢？
And which one went against my father's wisdom?
而我和我姐姐哪一个冒犯了我爸爸的智慧呢？
Which one tried to put ourselves in the place of our father?
我和我姐姐哪一个人想要把我们自己拿来取代我爸爸的地位呢？
As you can tell, it's both of us.
就像你们都已经知道的，我们两个都犯了这样的错。
And I might be able to look at my sister and say, I never did that to my father.
那当然，我可能可以看着我姐姐说，我从来没有犯你犯的那种错。
But am I any better?
但是我有比我姐姐更好吗？
You see, with our Heavenly Father, the truth is.
所以你看，对我们在天上的父，真理是说。
Following our own way won't get us to heaven.
走我们自己的道路并不会带领我们到天堂。
But neither will simply trying to do the right things.
但是如果你只是试着要去做所谓对的事情，也不会带我们到天堂。
We need to be in love with God.
我们需要与神相爱，在爱的关系里。
And He wants us to be in that relationship with Him.
而且神也希望我们和他有这样的关系。
Just like the father in the story wanted the son back so much that he ran to him.
就像比喻中的父亲，他这么想念他的儿子，以至于他奔跑向他迎接他的儿子。
So God wants you and I to come back to him.
同样的，上帝也是这么的希望你和我能够回转向他。
So do you need to make a choice today to turn from some sin in your life?
所以你今天有需要做一个决定来拒绝你生命中的某些罪吗？
Or is there a place that you have tried to take over control in your life?
或者是说在你生命中有某些部分你曾经试着想要自己做主呢？
If so, my encouragement today is to turn back towards God.
如果是这样的话，今天我想要鼓励你们就是回转向神吧。
Let him take control.
让神掌权吧。
Let him drive the car without any interruption.
就让神来开车，而不要干扰神的开车吧。
He's right there, waiting to run to you as you come back to him.
神就在那里等待着你回转向他，然后他要奔向你，迎接你。
And you'll find that that pain in your life is taken under the wings of God's healing power.
那你就会发现，你生命中的痛苦呢，在神的医治下都已经被移除了。
The only way that Jesus could have this happen in our lives,
耶稣要让这样的解脱在我们生命中发生的唯一的办法
is through his death and resurrection.
就是透过耶稣的死和从死里复活。
And today we get the privilege of honoring that in taking communion.
那我们今天就有这样的荣幸，能够在这边一起团聚。
So would we have the ushers who are serving communion come forward?
所以我们现在要请招待来往前，我们要进行圣餐。